Big issues. Define work week as 40 hours. The heart of the issue. Supporters of the Save American Workers Act say it would reduce the number of employers penalized under the Affordable Care Act. Opponents say the legislation would strip employer-based health care from nearly 1 million workers. Support, Representative Todd Young, Republican Indiana. Young is a member of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Oppose, Representative Sandy Levin, Democrat Michigan. Levin is the ranking member of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Support, Representative Todd Young. Of all the unintended consequences of Obamacare, the most egregious is the number of people losing hours at work. Working fewer hours, of course, means bringing home a smaller paycheck. The hourly employees most affected tend to need that money the most, and they also tend to be the same low- and middle-income Americans Obamacare was supposed to help. This is the result of the mandate requiring employers with more than 50 full-time equivalent employees to provide insurance to all full-time employees. The problem is that full-time employment is only defined as 30 hours, not the well-established 40-hour standard. Predictably, employers have cut the hours of many employees to stay under that threshold, putting as many as 2.6 million Americans at risk. In addition to studies by the Hoover Institution and others predicting this phenomenon, the data-focused website 538 recently found credible evidence that it's already occurring as the employer mandate takes effect. Those with hours reduced from 39 to 29 hours are essentially seeing a 25% pay cut, an entire week's worth of pay each month. The workers we're talking about are custodians and cafeteria workers, waitresses and busboys, cashiers, and men and women on the assembly line. In the interest of protecting the hours and wages of these workers, the House cast one of the first votes of this Congress on legislation to repeal Obamacare's full-time definition and replace it with the traditional 40-hour work week. As we look for solutions to our nation's health care challenges, we must ensure the Hippocratic Oath is followed. First, do no harm. Oppose, Representative Sandy Levin. The nation's economy is bouncing back from the worst recession since the Great Depression, thanks in part to the efforts of President Obama and congressional Democrats. But in January, House Republicans passed yet another bill intended to hack away at the Affordable Care Act and leave hardworking Americans with an ever-growing deficit. The so-called Save American Workers Act would redefine full-time work from 30 to 40 hours a week, ending employer-provided health care for roughly 1 million Americans, and increasing the deficit by nearly $53 billion. This redefinition would place more than five times as many workers at risk of having their hours cut so their employers can avoid providing health insurance, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Today, roughly 7% of the workforce puts in between 30 and 34 hours a week, while close to half works 40 hours. By redefining full-time work at 40 hours, this bill dramatically increases the number of workers whose wages and benefits are at risk. Indeed, the Congressional Budget Office says that about 1 million workers would lose their employer-based coverage, with more than half shifting to taxpayer-supported coverage and the rest becoming uninsured altogether. In the past year alone, the number of full-time U.S. workers has grown by more than 3 million, while the number of involuntary part-time workers has decreased by more than 800,000. When you go beyond the Republican rhetoric, this is a bad deal for American workers and the middle class and all taxpayers. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515, phone 202-225-3121.